Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Dave sent us a message there and he says the autumn is a great time for new beginnings. For example, evening classes. I find that every change of season brings strong memories of childhood when I first noticed the seasons changing. Well, Dave, you've introduced us beautifully to our next item because we're talking about new beginnings, those milestones in life, whether it's the arrival of a baby, starting school or college, a new job or retirement. Those things can be daunting moments filled with uncertainty. So what's the best way to navigate those new beginnings? And to talk more about this, I'm joined by Dr. Harry Barry, GP and mental health specialist, and from our Limerick studio by Dr. Anne-Marie Craven from the Department of Psychology at the University of Limerick. You're both very welcome. Thank you for being here. And talking about the autumn, I mean, I think we've had this conversation before about New Year and New Year's resolutions. It's just not the right time to be making changes straight after Christmas. But this is a good time, isn't it, Harry?
Yeah, I think this. I think autumn is a very missed month because we so many people in September particularly, and maybe going into October, really see this as a great opportunity to start new things, you know, to start new courses, maybe join new groups, maybe make a decision in relation to their lifestyle, maybe take up a new career. But I think the real thing about the difference between this time of the year, there's a sense of all the kids are going back to school. You know, everybody's going to, the college kids are coming online. There's a sense, you know, that we've had our rest during the summer. We're full of energy, we're full of enthusiasm, and we're all set to go.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful opportunity for new beginnings.
It is, but we can also, can't we, Anne-Marie, create a moment where we have a new beginning at any time during the year?
We can, yeah, and I'd agree that New Year is certainly not my favourite time, because so many people are making these new resolutions that I know I feel like I've let myself down if I'm not successful at that time. But you can create that moment at any time. And research that has looked at these different points in time where we do start new beginnings has found that, you know, the start of a week, the start of a month, or any personally significant landmark like a birthday can serve as prompts to making a new start. So it doesn't have to be something that's culturally understood by others. It can be a time that's personally meaningful for you as well.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk, Harry, through some of the major life events that can signify a time where you either decide to have a new beginning or you're pushed into it.
Well, I think starting a new job is one. I think the arrival, we can all relate to this, any of us who were lucky enough to go to college, this extraordinary new beginning of coming to college. It's fearful, you're lonely, and yet it's so exciting. I think the one we never talk about is a new relationship. And I keep saying to people, every new relationship, whether it's your first relationship or a follow or a new relationship, is very exciting because it's a new beginning. A new chance, and we'll talk about that later. The arrival of a first baby into the house, a huge change, absolutely devastating for the family in terms of real life.
But, upheaval. You
know, but it is a wonderful opportunity for a new beginning. And I think retirement, whether enforced or expected, is actually a very important new beginning. And it's a time that we can either look very negatively on or very positively on. I see it as a wonderful opportunity to change, to close one chapter in your life and open another one. And it's very, very exciting. I think starting a new career, I had a lovely experience recently. I met a former fighter pilot in Andalusia who's now a painter. So, wow.
Two very nice careers there.
The empty nest syndrome, you know, when all the kids are gone and, you know, instead of looking at it negatively, say, wow, this is such an opportunity for us. And of course, the autumn itself with all the wonderful opportunities, new courses, new languages, new meeting new groups, setting, you know, it's such and I think these times are so important in our life.
Yeah, and lots of people have taken a choice, Anne-Marie, haven't they, to have a new beginning at the moment, because post-pandemic or somewhere in the middle of it, they may have decided, well, this job I'm doing is not making me happy, keeping me fulfilled, and I'm going to take the chance to change.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about this so-called great resignation, people leaving jobs that they've had for quite some time, and this this pandemic period has exacerbated trends in leaving jobs already. So the pandemic probably gave us a chance to reflect on our life's priorities. It probably became this big temporal landmark where we can make fresh starts. And indeed, some of them were imposed on us, of course, if people are made redundant or their work roles have shifted. So we do see a lot of change now. And I think employers will find it difficult to negotiate that change. I know some of our students are on placement at the moment, and I've spoken with them about how they're getting on. And some of them are doing a little bit of remote work, and the organisations are absolutely fantastic, and it's so well structured and organised and supported. And then others haven't figured out how to do that yet. So actually, while we might want to make certain changes, of course, we're looking for support and how to do that from people around us and from the organisations we'll be looking for.
Mm-hmm. Now, lots of people are going through changes at the moment because they may have started, and Harry touched on this, in third level or moved on from one course to another course. That can be a challenging time, Emery.
That can be a challenging time. So of course, we're in the thick of it now. It's week five at UL, and it's our second week of having first years in the building. So it's noticeably busier. Certainly, it's a very big transition. And we were lucky enough to do some research on a topic that's related, this idea of loneliness in young adulthood. So the Irish Research Council funded that project. And from that, we learned actually an awful lot about that college transition. So it wasn't about college specifically, but the students who took part said that transitions really are a time of risk. So this time of change is really exciting, but it's also a time where you're more vulnerable to feeling lonely. And that makes sense because any change we make in our lives, any change probably involves an impact on our social relationships to some degree. I'm very hard pressed to think of a change that doesn't. And for college students, they are losing that school network. They might be losing the home network a bit, and they are charged with investing themselves in a new social scene. And that's really exciting, but it takes a while and it can be stressful in its own way as well.
Mm-hmm. They can be times of real challenge, can't they? The new beginnings, Harry.
Yeah, I think it's very important. And a new beginning is very challenging for two really very practical reasons. The first one is because we have to cede control. We don't know what's going to happen. And people are very afraid. They get used to a certain way of looking at it. For example, if I'm at school or at home, etc., and I come to college, it's a completely different change. So we can't control it, so we get anxious. And the second thing that happens to us, that we don't like discomfort, Claire. we're so used to kind of having things a certain way, and then suddenly all those routines in the new beginning are often blown to bits. Do you know what I mean? And of course that involves a lot of discomfort and a lot of change, and we find that very, very difficult.
Does that depend though on how uncomfortable it is? Does it depend on whether you made the choice to make the change?
I think that's a very important point, but I think even if the choice is an expected one, for example going to college that you've chosen to actually do, I still think there's that natural fear, there's that natural uncertainty because we're giving over control, and the fear of discomfort. But I still, you know, come back to this idea that these periods of change, these periods of new beginnings are terribly important in our lives. Like we can see at the moment, life is so full of, you know, bad news and negativity. Instead of a new beginning, which is a time of joy and a time of optimism, it's because our lives can be very mundane and lacking colour. So it's really important that we have this freshness of a new start, a new beginning, something different coming into our life. Mm-hmm. And suddenly our lives become lightened up again. And we see new opportunities and new possibilities. And that's really important.
I just want to go back to the arrival of a new baby. Anne-Marie, I was looking at a new mother pushing a very small baby in a pram the other day. And I was just thinking, my goodness, that woman's life has changed so much. And you remember yourself in that position. You think, is my life ever going to be what it was? And the answer is no, it isn't. But they may not know that yet. But it is a huge moment in time, isn't it? Everything changes.
It is. It's a really massive landmark. And when we talk about these temporal landmarks, they disconnect our past selves from our current self and from our future self. And I can't think of many contrasts that are more contrasting than before the first baby and after the first baby, because it certainly turns everything upside down. And whenever we have this disconnect between the past and the current self, that's a time for change. It's a time where not only has this change happened, the baby is here, but it can also be a time, if you have the time, to make changes for the future and how you'll go forward. Because we see ourselves as a new person, a person who can make changes, a person who's a bit different to the person who went before. So that opens up a world of opportunities to us. But certainly the birth of a first child turns everything upside down. I don't think anything can prepare you for that but going through it.
So how then, Harry, do we face these challenging times with optimism? We continue to see the opportunity that lies ahead of us, despite the fact that, you know, it's not easy.
Yeah, I think you've used two great words there, Claire. You've used the word opportunity and you've used the word optimism. So I think optimism is where we look at something with a positive outlook. And we all are either glass half full or glass half empty people. If we, on the other hand, are very pessimistic about a new beginning, then we can come into it very fearful. Instead of approaching it with a period of joy, and one of my great tips is for people is if you're really kind of a little bit uncertain of this, write down all the positive things that this new beginning is going to bring. But let's look at the whole idea of opportunity. Do you know, I think we forget that every new beginning is an opportunity. So it's a change, but it brings to new opportunities. We meet new people, we'll have new experiences. You know, our lives, there's a kind of a buzz. Our brain loves this positivity. It loves our feel-good hormones start buzzing because they see new opportunities, new things. Our brain really loves that. And I think there's a wonderful opportunity here for personal growth. I always maintain that we grow through change. We grow through new beginnings. And you may say, well, why is that the case? Because life is composed of these cycle of new beginnings, you know, this constant new cycle. And if we don't, if we stop that in ourselves, we stagnate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very important point.
Anne-Marie?
Yeah, I would definitely agree that change kind of keeps you engaged with the world, even taking up a new hobby or volunteering. It gets you out there if you're feeling like you're stuck in a rut. But change is always going to involve some adaptation. It's always going to be a little bit hard. So even if it's a positive change or something you've really wanted, I think we need to be realistic and give ourselves a chance to settle into it. So I love the idea of approaching change with optimism, but also I like the idea, hopefully not too glass half empty, of being realistic and giving ourselves a chance to adapt. So I know, for example, the college students often find when they're starting out, it takes a while to form friendships. They don't just have friends overnight all the time, and it might take a while to find your feet. And I think approaching that with optimism, but also being kind to yourself and giving yourself lots of opportunities to adapt to the change is also important.
What happens though when it doesn't work out? The new relationship, the new job, the college course, I've tried my best, I can't make this work.
And I think that's a change in itself. And I think the people are to be applauded for making a change, even if it doesn't work out. I think knowing when it hasn't worked out, that's okay. And I think it would still prompt some personal growth that you tried to do that, and you're not sitting on the sidelines wishing you had given it a go. So even if you're not keeping the change in your life, maybe it was enough to have tried it.
So you need to be optimistic, Harry, about
yes.
the fact that you tried it and didn't work out.
I'd like to take those two things you've talked about there, a new relationship. Well, you know, I keep saying to everybody, every new relationship is a new possibility. But there's only a percentage chance that it will or won't work. Do you know what I mean? But if it doesn't work, learn what you learn from it. And the great news is there's the next relationship, which is a new beginning again. So you're starting all over again. I'd really like to kind of throw out something there in relation to college. I see a lot of these young people who start with new beginnings, really, you know, optimistic, really wanting, and they find something terrible. To find they're in the wrong course. Mm. And this goes on quite a lot. And I think we need to have this discussion much more widely, you know, and make it a lot easier for them to say, no, this isn't working.
Can I add to that, Harry?
Yeah.
I am one of those people. I studied something different. It wasn't for me. And I went back and I'm still in college. So it obviously worked out okay. I tell students that sometimes.
Yeah.
They have this image of someone needing needing to make a change as being unsuccessful or not academic, but sometimes it doesn't suit, and that's okay. And
that's
you can
okay.
change at lots of points.
Yeah, yeah. And that idea of a new beginning again, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if I decide, look, this isn't for me, but I'm going to try something different. I had to give that advice to somebody yesterday to go a completely different route, you know, but that's going to be a new beginning for them. Yeah. Very, very exciting and full of possibilities. And that's the way we have to look at new beginnings.
Okay, and it's okay.
Optimism, full of
positivity. Yeah, and it's okay to sample a new beginning.
It's okay to
and
sample. And life, we can never tell. That's the great thing about life. We never, it's all chance. We don't know. Will it work? Won't it work? But we have to learn to go with it. I think that's really important. We must learn to go with life, not try and fight it.
Well, optimism and opportunity, that's what we'll take from that discussion. Dr. Harry Barry and Dr. Amory Craven, thank you both very much indeed for joining us. Now, the British Prime Minister, Liz Truss, has just ended her speech at the Conservative Party conference. We'll find out what she said after this.
Today with Clare Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.